This meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking for the record, and I'd like to welcome you to the RDS Who Is To plenary call number 24 on the 2nd of April, 2018 at 1330 UTC. In attendance today, we have Alan, Erica, Dimitri, Lily, and Susan. And from ICANN.org, we have Alice, Amy, Jean-Baptiste, Brenda, and Lisa. Apologies from Trang. Today's call is being recorded. Please remember to mute, or please remember to state your name before speaking for the transcript. I'll turn the meeting over to you, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You all should have received the packet for this meeting with the agenda and slide presentation. And the agenda I'll read at this point is the welcome subgroup status update, face-to-face meeting agenda, a presentation on some features of the wiki, which it turned out on the leadership meeting, staff assumed everyone knew about, but many of us, certainly several of us on that call did not know about it, so we're going to make sure you're aware. Any other business and decisions reached and action items, and I'll ask, is there any other issues that we need to add, any other business? Not having a Adobe Connect. If anyone has anything, just please call out. Not hearing anything, we'll accept the agenda. Are there any statement of interests, updates? And again, not hearing anything, and we'll go to the first item on the agenda, that is subgroup status update, and on to slide four to those who have their slides ready, and I'll turn it over to Jean-Baptiste or Lisa to do a quick summary of where we are in each of the projects, and then we'll go to them one by one for to see if we have any updates. Lisa or Jean-Baptiste, slide number four.
Thanks, Alan. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah, perfect. So just to produce a quick update, so on slide number four, we have reported the most recent status for each subgroup, reporting there, like, which subgroups, when did subgroups have their latest subgroup call, and whether an update was given on the review team call. So just to summarize at this stage, so the only subgroup calls that did not happen yet were for the internationalized domain names and for plan and annual reports, and there was no update given from common interface, and also I just missed that safeguard registrant that data had no subgroup call yet, but if we discuss the next slides in the deck, there are a few more updates that can be provided for each subgroup. Is it okay to move to that, Alan?
Yeah, just to be clear, on outreach, the call hasn't happened yet, but it will happen tomorrow.
That's correct.
Yes, please go ahead.
Lisa, is there something you want to add at this stage?
No, Jean-Baptiste, going to the next slide sounds right.
Okay. So, everyone, we are now on slide five. So, on the Who is One implementation assessment subgroup, so for the first one, strategic priority, led by Catherine, so the written materials and answers to set of questions need to be incorporated into the written implementation briefings. A follow-up call is to be scheduled for any clarifying questions. For the second one, the single Who is policy led by Carlton, there was an action from the last call on 6th of March for Carlton to write up findings for subgroup review. We have not seen any updates following that. And the planning, and there is a plan to interview review team one members to understand intended benefits of recommendation two and consider providing those as input to the RDS PDP. On the third one, outreach, so as you had mentioned, Alan, there is a subgroup called scheduled for tomorrow. On
and
recommendation,
if I may,
sure.
For that subgroup call, the presumption is everyone on the call will have done their homework, that is, read over all of the various documents on the web and make sure that they are prepared to present both what they believe, a statement of what they believe, whether they believe they are complete and whether there are any conflicts between them. Otherwise, it will not be a very productive call if we have to read the documents on the call. Thank you. Please go ahead with number four.
Thank you, Alan. So on recommendation four, compliance led by Susan, inputs was received from ICANN compliance team on the 28th of March. The subgroup is looking into the answers to the questions, and a draft of subgroup report was provided to Susan. And you will see on the different slides that we just wanted to remind you that your support team is available to help you complete your subgroup report. And I'm going to pause here just to see whether there are any other updates from anyone.
This is Lisa. If I might just add one thing on recommendation two, staff did some outreach to Carlton in the last couple of days to offer to provide him at least a base document for the subgroup report to help advance that. And then Susan may want to say something on compliance, but I believe we need to we may need to reschedule the last call briefing call that was with compliance after the group looks at the written briefing that was provided, since there were not attendees on the call.
Yeah. And it's Alan. I have a question on IDN. It's a question on everything, actually, but because of the IDN draft report document that we got. That document goes into a sort of excruciating detail on what the actual implementation was. And I question whether we need to do that unless we are critiquing it in such a way that we say we're going to have follow-on recommendations, that is, we believe the recommendation was not complete. If we end up deciding that this was the recommendation, staff said they did it, we believe they did do it, and there's no follow-on, I would not think that our report needs to go into great depth onto exactly how it was implemented. And I guess I'd like input from other people on that.
And Alan, this is Lisa. If I might just say that the draft reports that we have given some of the subgroups did not take that approach. In the section two, we enumerated the reference documents that the subgroup examined, as well as the written briefings that were received, but we did not actually sort of copy those implementation reports into the draft document. The idea would be that the subgroup summarizes key findings rather than all of the information that you look at.
Yeah, and I support that. Now, if indeed we end up saying for any given one, we think they did a really rotten job, and this is what they did, and this is what we think they should have done, then it's fair game. So at this stage, it's not unreasonable to put that in, given that we haven't actually decided whether there's new recommendations coming out of it or not. But I would hope that we're going to make our final report as concise as possible and not include a lot of verbiage which people can get somewhere else, which effectively acts as a discouragement for them to actually read our report. So I'm just asking for confirmation that's the way we plan to go forward. I'm not particularly worried about what's in these interim documents or not. So I'm hearing from Lisa that Lisa, you're supporting that as the general philosophy, and I don't hear any other objections from anyone else, so that's fine with me.
Alan, this is Erica.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Alan, I can't speak well, so, and I just saw there's no chat function, so apologies, but I'm supporting the point you make.
Thank you. I hope you'll be able to speak better tomorrow at our meeting. Or I'm not sure you're not on outreach, I don't think.
I hope so too. I'm on the call tomorrow. I will be dead.
Oh, you are. Yes, you are. I thought you were. Okay.
Yes,
good.
I'll be dead.
Protect your voice.
Thank you.
Back to you. I'm not sure who now, Lisa or Jean-Baptiste. The next item, if we're finished the review and no one has any other comments or questions, the next item on the agenda is written implementation briefings. And yes, please go ahead.
There is still one slide because we posed after compliance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I jumped the gun.
So
I'll raise my question again once you've actually talked about IDN.
Yeah.
please go ahead.
Thanks. So the next subgroup, so recommendation 5-9, data accuracy led by Lily. So 10 questions were forwarded to ICANN to address in writing. So to that, an answer was provided, and the draft of subgroup report was shared with the subgroup by Lily. On recommendation 10, privacy proxy services led by Volker, a briefing with our IRT staff support was held on the 28th of March. Written input was also received, and metrics for privacy proxy services specification in the 2013 RAA were received. And for this subgroup, a draft of subgroup report was provided to Volker and Susan. On recommendation 11, common interface led by Volker, the written briefing received from ICANN.org regarding query failures on who is microsite, how frequent cause any efforts to alleviate, and then there was an action from the last call on 26th of February for Volker to write up findings for subgroup review, and we have not seen any input at this stage. On recommendation 12 to 14, internationalized domain names led by Dimitri, there was no subgroup schedule at this stage as I previously mentioned, and a draft of subgroup report was shared with the subgroup. And on the last one, recommendation 15 to 16, plan and annual reports led by Lily, no subgroup call was scheduled at this stage. And I'm going to pause here and ask whether those who receive written briefings had any follow-up questions.
I'm guessing not.
Okay, so if we move to the next slide with the written implementation briefings, you can, so that is slide number 7. So you have a status of all briefing requests, and the one that is still open is for strategic priority with an estimated delivery date of on the week of the 9th of April. And we wanted to inform you that we have created a dedicated wiki page where you can find all the briefing request information for plenary and subgroups. And the link is on that slide. And the page is called Briefing Materials. Can we move on to the next slide for the update on new assessment subgroups?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So slide number 8, starting with the Anything New subgroup led by Stephanie. So there were no answers shared to the planning questions. The reviewed policies and they are putting together findings. Subgroup planning make observations about dissatisfaction with procedure and likely GDPR impact, but will not make recommendation at this time. And the draft of subgroup report was provided to Stephanie. On the law enforcement needs led by Thomas, the subgroup plan is to discuss the approach and timing for informal outreach to law enforcement.
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste, can I interrupt on the anything new? The conclusion we came to doesn't doesn't jump out from the words that are on that slide. So Susan and I are the other two members on it, and I, for the other people on the call, I just wanted to quickly summarize that we went over all of the anything new issues. A number of them clearly are going to be impacted by GDPR, and although it's conceivable that going forward we may want to go back and revisit it once we know what the interim GDPR solution is, at this point we see no work to be done. There were two or possibly three of the items where they did trigger questions for compliance, and we decided to essentially shove those questions over to the compliance subgroup. So at this point, there is nothing that needs to be done on, assuming the plenary agrees with the analysis that we did, there is nothing that needs to be done on the anything new subgroup at this point. And back to you.
Well, this is Susan, except the report.
Well, yeah. We actually have to write that up. There's some work, but there's no analysis at this point that we believe needs to be done if the plenary agrees with our analysis.
Right.
It leaves a big unknown that we may choose to go back to some of them, but at this point we have nothing planned. And now really back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you. On the consumer trust led by Erika, so Erika is working on briefing questions and will be providing a reading list to subgroup members. And the draft of subgroup report was provided to Erika. And the last one, the safeguard registering data led by you, Alan. So the I can now provide it links to materials, and you have to formulate a specific. Just to let you know, again, your support team is available if you need help to complete your subgroup reports. And we wanted also to add that the subgroup action items, briefing requests, and decisions reach are posted on the dedicated subgroup stages.
Thank you. I will be getting to that today. The just as a matter of explanation, the ALAC has been focusing on statements on GDPR, fellowship, KSK rollover, and some internal procedures that ICANN has analyzed recently. And all of them had deadlines pretty much of today. So they are now effectively, most of it is now out of my hands, and I'll be able to get onto the RDS stuff. So my apologies for the delay, but hopefully you'll see some action soon now.
This is Alice. May I jump back to slide 7 and ask the review team a question on the written implementation briefings? So the only outstanding recommendation we have is a strategic priority, because that's being coupled with a number of requests we receive from the subgroups, so that's why it's taking longer for that group. But all the other recommendations, so 2 to 16, are there any follow-up questions from the subgroups or rapporteurs that you would like us to relay to the SMEs? Or are you, do you feel like you have all the information you need to get your subgroup reports drafted?
It's probably a question you should ask to the list, given the attendance we have at this meeting.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Alan, we'll do.
This is Susan. Alice, I probably will have some questions for compliance as I'm reviewing the latest document, but I don't write the second, so hopefully nothing in depth, and you know, that won't impact the report. Though if, you know, if we can't get the information, then, you know, before I'm, while I'm finishing the report, then, you know, that might just be questions I put into the report to go back to compliance on.
Yeah.
And I would think we'll have more questions after the face-to-face meeting, too.
Yeah, on outreach, there may well be one. I haven't had a chance to look at the document yet. It just came in. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was one specific targeted question on that one.
Noted. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Lily speaking. For the subgroup on data accuracy, we may have some follow-up questions. If the subgroup or the plenary disagreed about the findings or problems I drafted in the draft report. So unless that, at the moment, I don't have any further questions to be briefed. Thank you.
Back to you, I think, Jean-Baptiste. If you're speaking, you're on mute.
This is Alex. I think Jean-Baptiste is having trouble. Yeah, I think Jean-Baptiste is having trouble muting. I'm happy to cover the agenda items if you'd like, Alan.
Sure.
So the Brussels face-to-face meeting, it's only two weeks away.
I think I heard him.
Oh, Jean-Baptiste, are you with us?
I'm back, but go ahead.
Okay.
Before we leave this topic, I had something I wanted to note on slide 8.
Lisa, go ahead.
This is Lisa. So two things. One is law enforcement needs, and believe we're kind of stalled. The last subgroup call was not attended by any subgroup members except Catherine. So I believe we're waiting for Catherine to request a rescheduling of that subgroup call with the rapporteur of that group, Thomas. On consumer trust, I know, Erica, you can't speak very well today, but I'm looking for feedback on the draft report that I sent you. If you find that an acceptable starting point, please relay it to your subgroup.
Lisa?
Yes.
Lisa, can you hear me? I will do this. I have this all on my to-do list.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, clearly it's not well.
I understood.
And back to you, Alice, I think, or Lisa. I'm not sure who was speaking or who's next, that is.
I think we're ready to go back to Jean-Baptiste.
Okay.
Yeah. And unmute.
Yeah. So on the third agenda item, which is the face-to-face meeting in Brussels, you may have received from Catherine and as well with the documents for this plenary call, the updated draft agenda with comments from Catherine for your consideration. So far we have seen one reply from Lily on that. So if you could all look into this input from Catherine and confirm whether you agree with these or whether there are any other inputs that needs to be added within the agenda, that would be great. And we would like to remind all that the 5th of April, which is this week, on Thursday, is the deadline for subgroups to send their subgroup report. And again, the template is available on the wiki at the page that is on the slide number 10, and we are available to help you if you need any help to complete your subgroup report. We'll be providing you with a slide template as well to submit and present your subgroup findings during the face-to-face meeting.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. I have a question. Could you, if you have not already done so, check with Constituency Travel and verify that everyone who is planning to travel does have tickets issued, just so we don't get any surprises at the last moment? Experience in other venues indicates that although that should be obvious that it should be done, it's good worth verifying.
Yeah. We will we'll look into that.
Thank you.
And if I can just move to slide 11 and 12. So this is a suggested slide template for the face-to-face meeting. So so it's composed of two slides, and basically it's including the questions the subgroup attempted to answer when assessing the objective, the research and background materials that were used to answer the questions, also an invitation to describe your methodology to answer the question, and confirm what are the main findings that the review team should report on, and describe the findings that that raise the following problems and issues, and if applicable or available, the suggested recommendation. So those were provided in the slide deck, if you have any comments on these as well. But otherwise, that'd be used for presentation from subgroups at the face-to-face meeting.
Now, Jean-Baptiste, is the plan that staff will be creating these, extracting the information from the various documents we have at that point, or are you expecting something from each of the subgroups explicitly for these slides?
This is Lisa. Ellen, we can do it either way. I believe we had not received a specific direction yet from the review team. Perhaps you want to take a look at have everyone take a look at these templates and then give us direction. We can certainly provide a first draft, but it would be important for rapporteurs to be familiar with their subgroups report and comfortable with the information that's presented.
Oh, I certainly agree with that, but things like the questions asking what materials we've reviewed, most of that already has been documented. Clearly, if the reports are not issued on time, you're going to have trouble filling in what the findings were, or even the methodology perhaps. But the initial work, I think the initial items are already there. So I would presume that it would be useful if you could do the first pass at the slides and clearly identify the sections that you believe either need augmenting or need to be filled in altogether based on input from the subgroup.
Sure. We can take that as an action, Alan.
And back to you.
Are there any questions on the agenda item for the face-to-face meeting in Brussels?
No questions. Clearly, when we get these done, I think we'll be in a much stronger position to identify whether the allocation of time that we have on the draft agenda is going to be, potentially reasonable. If there are, if the slide is complete down to recommendations, clearly, they may need to be discussed, but there's not likely to be as substantive an issue as if those are still blank. At least that's my guess. We'll find out if that's true or not. Then if there's no more questions, let's go on to the next agenda item, which is the wiki page.
Helen, this is...
Lisa, go ahead, please.
I had just a couple of points. They're actually in preceding slides that I wanted to make before we moved on.
Sure.
Stepping back just a bit to slide 10, you note that April 5th is the deadline for subgroups to send their subgroup report, including draft findings and if there are any recommendations, to the full review team. I just wanted to point out that is to the full review team. So not everyone in the review team sees the subgroup mailing lists. Of course, they always can if they're public. But when you have reached the point in your subgroup that you have a report to share with the full review team, that's what you're aiming for by 5th of April. I just wanted to make that clear.
To the extent that any subgroups have submitted reports, only to their subteam, can you forward them on, please?
We can't tell when the subgroup is actually done discussing.
No, I understand. But to the extent that that you believe it is at a point where it needs to be forwarded, just forward it so people see something, even if you're not sure if it's actually complete or not. hopefully when a report is distributed, not as a draft for the subgroup, but as this is what we believe we're saying, it'll be clear from the dialogue in the email. I just don't want every you know, at some point we have to make sure that everyone has seen these reports prior to Brussels. So it may not be by this Thursday or Friday, but certainly we need to make sure that everyone has seen these at some point, even if they're not complete.
Got it. And the other comment that I wanted to make, and it's actually in response to a question raised by Dimitri when he distributed his subgroup's draft report to the IDN's subgroup.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, he wasn't sure how to fill in the findings section, I believe, or perhaps it was the issues section. But the item that I wanted to raise is that we had a framework for assessing effectiveness of how the first review team's recommendations were implemented. And if you find yourself stuck when you're working on your subgroup report, it may be useful to consult that framework, and there are questions there that will prompt you thinking about what you need to answer in order to determine effectiveness.
And that document is readily findable on the wiki.
It is. Perhaps John Pepke's
going
to point that
which
out.
Which may bring us to the next section. Too bad you can't show the wiki during this call. I think we're back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Okay. So moving on to the agenda item number 4 about the RDS with the review team wiki page. So as Alan mentioned before, we noticed that some of the pages that were created for the review team may not be known or used at this stage. And so what we have summarized in the slide deck are all the most useful links. Starting with the one from the main page, and under the main page you can find several information, so the different opportunities for the community to participate, so see a bit how we communicate to the outside world so that they are informed about what you do. We also share the key news and updates from the review team, and you will see if you scroll down at the on the main page, if you scroll down you will see the calendar of calls. So for a given week, if you click on any of the calls that are on screen, you will be redirected to the dedicated meeting page where you'll be able to see the agenda and documents, if any. And so this is a great tool. And also, if you will see that under this agenda, under this calendar, sorry, of course, there are three dots, and if you click on these three dots, you will be able to save, if you have an iPhone, on this meeting into your iCalendar in case it's not already on your calendar.
Okay, if I may interrupt, Jean-Baptiste.
Sure.
Just to be clear, the main page is the one with a picture of the review team in the upper right-hand corner, and a circular diagram with some green squares on it. And if you scroll down, you'll find a video of me about to fall over, based on what shows on the lead-in screen. Just so we know what page we're talking about.
Yeah.
I have a question. And I think I know the answer, but I'm not sure. The calendar items. Is it possible to say how to connect to the meeting in it, or at least a pointer to it, or is that something for privacy reasons we don't publish?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
On the calendar entries.
Yeah.
It would be really useful if that would tell us how to connect. You know, what the link is to connect to the meeting, if there's a meeting page or other things, instead of having to fish around for the email to do it. But I vaguely recall that meeting connection information we don't put on public lists, so maybe we don't want to put it on the calendar too, but I'm not sure.
Hi, this is Lily speaking. I checked and it worked. It has all the methods and merits for you to attend the meeting.
It does? I don't see that when I click on it.
Alan, this is Lisa, if I might.
Sure,
it's my
please.
Understanding that the calendar notice does not provide, or it should not provide, the call details because they are different for review team members, for observers, and then, of course, for the general public.
Yeah. Okay. So there is. So you're saying our policy says we can't do that. All right.
we can, however, as Lily points out, include the link to the meeting page where you'll at least find the materials and call time and so forth.
There is a link to the meeting page there, which normally doesn't include things like the call time and stuff on it. At least when I click on the links. You know, for instance, I get a link for tomorrow's meeting on the outreach group, and all it says is on April, call number 1, April 3rd. And doesn't indicate, you know, any other detail. I mean, obviously it indicates the time by where it is on the calendar, but that's it. Any case, it was a question. If we can't do it, we can't do it. And back to you, Jean-Baptiste, then.
Thank you, Alan. Can I ask whether there are any other questions on the main page slide? Okay, hearing none. So the second link we have reported in the slide is regarding plenary conference calls and meetings. So if you would click on this link, that will redirect you to a page where you can see all the different plenary calls that have happened already and also those that are currently scheduled. And so if you click on any of the provided links, you can access each dedicated meeting page with, again, all the different documents that were projected, who was in attendance, the agenda of the meeting, et cetera, et cetera. And just to mention that it's not only – so it's including the calls, but also, like, the face-to-face meetings.
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste, it may be worth mentioning how you get to that page if you don't have this slide in front of you, that when you're on the main meeting page – if you look at the very top left of it, there's something called Pages. And if you hit Pages, you'll get the full tree of everything regarding who is. The first who is review team, the implementation, the second who is review team. And then if you open that, you get all of the subcategories. I'm assuming people know how to find that page already, but if not, hitting Pages on the main page gets you to it. Back
yeah,
to you.
Correct. And plenary conference calls and meetings is the fourth one under RDS who is to review.
Yeah.
And the next one is regarding leadership conference calls and meetings, where you can find all the archives of all leadership calls. And this one is just below the leadership, just below the previous one, plenary conference calls and meetings. The next one is what is called the tracking tool. So the tracking tool is where we record all the open and closed action items from plenary calls. And just so that you know, we have a tracking tool as well for leadership calls. And under each dedicated subgroup page, and we'll move to that in a second, we report there the different action items, open and close one. So we have this tracking tool at each level, plenary, leadership, and subgroups. And the tracking tool is located just below the leadership conference calls and meetings. And related to tracking tool, so you may have heard on previous plenary calls that we are also recording the decisions reached. So we have a dedicated page for that. So that's the one located on just below tracking tool on the left side of your screen that Alan just mentioned. And under decisions reached, so we'll be identifying on which meeting was this
decision reached to date and the decision.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions?
Worth noting on the tracking tool, in case it wasn't obvious, and it was not obvious to me, there's a horizontal scroll bar, and the table is much wider than it likely appears on your screen, including things like when was it actually completed and details about it. So just to note, it is a pretty wide table that you'll probably have difficulty looking at all at once, but there is important information that's off hidden on the right.
Correct, Alan. And it could, of course, depend on the screen resolution, but you may need, if you want to have a better overview of the table, yes, to zoom out or zoom in, depending on your screen resolution. But it's true, yeah. You may need to go right.
How do you zoom in and zoom out? I mean, I know how to do it in Firefox. I don't know how to do it. Is there a native wiki way to zoom in and zoom out?
Are you on a PC or on a Mac, Alan?
I'm on a PC.
Okay, so if I recall, a control and the scrolling button of your mouse.
Really? Let's see if that works.
If I remember correctly, if not control and minus or plus.
You are correct.
Or control, shift, minus, and plus.
Control when your scroll button. Forward is enlarge. Backwards is decrease.
Not on my machine.
No?
No.
And if you
maybe
browser
plus specific
on mine,
as well.
Yeah. If anyone has the right answer for Firefox, please pick up.
I'm using Firefox on a PC.
I take it back. Scroll, the control and scroll does work if you're not in full screen mode.
Okay.
If you're in full screen mode, it doesn't work.
Okay. Any other questions on the tracking tool or the decision switch page? Okay, if none, I'll move on to the subgroups page, which is it's up to the plenary conference calls and meeting section, so just below, in between team members and plenary conference calls and meetings. So on the subgroups page, so there you can find the subgroups template, example given, the first class planning question, the subgroup report structure, and all the resources and assignment matrix, the list and links to all subgroup pages, and the list of current subgroup members and reporters. And if you click to any of the subgroup pages, then you will have access to the general information about the subgroup, the objective, the reporter, the members, the mailing link, the archive, but also all the different background documents. The different documents produced by the subgroup, those are located on the right side of the page. The list of open and closed actions and requests and where those actions were identified. And also the latest briefing requests and materials, and those are updated on a regular basis.
Could I ask whoever's typing loudly to please mute yourself, or if we can mute them?
I think that's Dimitri, maybe.
No, it was me. Sorry for this. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm typing part of the stuff, not just a... Oh, sorry, I can't speak. Apologies.
That's fine. Please go ahead, Jean-Baptiste.
I'm going to pause here and ask whether there are any questions on the subgroup pages.
I'd just like to make a comment. The amount of work that staff does to keep these pages up to date is just amazing, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. If no other comments on this page. I'll move on to the briefings materials one. So this one is the new one that was mentioned when we reviewed the subgroups updates. And so under this page, you can find the full list of recent implementation briefings and the implementation assessment request and their status. And this one, if I'm not mistaken, is located just on top of the background materials page, just below leadership conference calls and meetings and up to background materials. So the two last ones we wanted to point out are the fact sheets. So this one is an important one, as it is where we are capturing the attendance of RubyKey members, the cost associated with professional services and travel to attend face-to-face meetings, but also all the different milestones from the review team. If you look at the fact sheet page, so you'll notice that there are several sheets that are being uploaded. So the general one, which is called fact sheet, and if you scroll down, you'll see three of them. So the first one is the milestones in detail, so showing you progress on the different milestones and where you are at. The second one is the participation one, where we report your participation for plenary calls, for leadership calls, for face-to-face meetings, for subgroup calls. And the last one is regarding expenses from the review team. And just so that you know, the sheet for milestones and participation is updated monthly, whereas the expenses and the fact sheet are updated and published quarterly. Any comments or questions on the fact sheet?
Excuse me. This is
yes, Lily
for the record. For the
yes.
Subgroup on data accuracy, I have some additional background materials. I already gone through the background materials and extract all the useful information to my draft report. Can you help me to put all the background materials into the wiki page? I can share with you a list of the additional background materials.
Yes, Lily. Feel free to send us those materials via email, and we'll be more than happy to add them to your subgroup page.
Okay, thank you.
Any question or comment on the fact sheet page of the wiki? Okay, moving on to the last page that we wanted to highlight. This one is regarding email archives. Under this page, you can find the general email mailing list for the input to the review team mailing list, leadership, observers, and subgroups. You can find there all the emails that were shared, they are classified per month. Those are useful when you want to find an email that you may have lost in your mailbox. You can easily find this. They are also like the author of the email is reported on this page, so that's a way to identify those. Any questions or comments on the mailing list page? And any other question or comment on the wiki itself? Okay.
Hearing nothing.
Going back to Ellen.
I think the only next item is any other business and then confirmation. We didn't have any requests for any other business before We are just an hour into the meeting. We have 30 more minutes that we can either turn back or we can use to discuss stuff. I'm happy to turn it back. Last call for any other business. My only any other business if, just to note, I think I will send out a note to the review team saying, asking people to please confirm whether they're going to be at meetings or not. Brenda said that there were no apologies for this meeting, and yet we only have 5 out of the 11 people here. So I'll send out a message, not that I believe it will really change anything, but just to remind people that it would be nice if we knew ahead of time who's going to be here and who isn't. And you can put that on my to-do list or ignore it, and I'll do it anyway.
This is Lisa. I have one item I'd just like to reemphasize, that I know some subgroups are actually exchanging email directly off-list. And just a reminder, please, to the extent that you can, please exchange your dialogue on subgroup findings and recommendations on-list for purposes of transparency, and that would be on your subgroup list.
Lisa, are you aware of what's on that, or you just know it's happening? Or are you being copied on some of these?
Mostly I'm not being copied, but I'm aware when we have had subgroup calls, people refer to having exchanged their thoughts. And so I'm just, that is the way in which I'm aware it's happening.
Okay.
And so the good news is that the subgroups are discussing it. The bad news is that it's important we do that on list.
Thank you, Lisa. I was aware it was happening on law enforcement. I wasn't aware it was happening other places. Then I think we're finished with AOB, and we're over to you, Jean-Baptiste, for any confer or else, whoever, for confirmation of any decisions and action items.
Thank you, Alan. So as action items, I have identified the following. So the first one is for ICANN.org to liaise with ICANN Constituency Travel to confirm that all travels are booked for the face-to-face meeting in Brussels. Second one is ICANN.org to take first pass at populating finding slides based on the subgroup reports and outputs, and to identify sections for the subgroup reporter to complete. Next one is for Alan to send out an email to the review team to remind them to confirm whether they can attend or cannot attend a meeting. And the other one is for Lily to share the background materials for a subgroup so that I can upload these to the background materials on the wiki subgroup page. And there were two reminders. First one is for ICANN.org is available as a resource to help reporters with drafting their reports. And second one is for subgroups to exchange emails only via the dedicated subgroup mailing list.
And with that, I believe the meeting is over, unless there's any other things people want to raise at the last moment. I'll give people a moment to call out. And hearing nothing, we'll call this meeting to an end, and we will be back together on Friday, and looking for all of the reports that will, of course, be coming in by Thursday. Thank you all.
Thank you.